Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches. We're beginning on Ches Omid Aleph, five lines down from the top at the two dots. And we remind ourselves in the Mishnah, we had the opinion, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Omrim B'Echad B'Tishrei. In dealing with when is the new year for Maisa Behema, for the animals that are born in that year, that they ought to be considered together to make up the number of 10, that you bring them through the corral, and the 10th one is declared to be Maiser Behema, and you put a red paint on it, and you declare it as a behema that is a carbon for Maiser Behema. So this Rabbi Elazar of Shimon's opinion is that this is done on the first of Tishrei. We had yesterday that the first opinion was that it was from Rosh Chodesh Elul. So the Gemara says, what is the reasoning behind these two different opinions? Rosh Chodesh Elul versus Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Ushtem Mikra Echad Darshu. Both of them, with Tanakama, who says it is Rosh Chodesh Elul, and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon would say that it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The Tanakhama really, we said, was Rav Meir's opinion. So this is Shenemar. This is based upon the following pasuk. Both of them darshan the same pasuk. This is a pasuk from Tehillim. This pasuk from Tehillim says as follows: Lov shu korim hatzon, va'amokim yatzu bar yisro'au af yoshiru. Rashi explains this as follows: that lov shu korim hatzon means mislavshos hakivosim shemisabros. This is basically saying that they're having relations. This is a lashon nekiyah for them having relations, and the animals get pregnant. Yatvu bar, what does that mean? Shazriyotzomechas v'nikeres yofe. That this is when the plants start to have growths that are recognizable. And Yisro av Yashiru, so Rashi explains that this is kishiyagizman akotzir, that when it's time to harvest these wheat stalks, v'atua b'koshvishlo, and the wheat is in the stalk, v'aruach menasheves, and the wind blows it, v'im noshim zuazu, and the different stalks hit each other, so nishma hakol, the niros kimishoriros, and it looks like they're singing. So that's the simple understanding of the pasuk. Now each of them is going to darshan in a different way. Rav Meir's opinion, the opinion that the Mishnah mentions that it is from Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rav Meir Savar, he says, emasai lovshu chorim hatzon, when do this lashon of Tashmish, when does this occur? So, Bizman, at the same time, Sha'amokim Yathubar, at the same time that the valleys are noticeably beginning to fill up with their grain. They must say Amokim Yathubar. And when does that happen? They must say Amokim Yathubar, Badar. That occurs during the month of Adar. So, to recap, according to the opinion of Rav Meir, Misabros Biadar, the sheep and the goats, they get pregnant in the Adar. Vyoldos Biav, and then they give birth 5 months later in the month of Av, the typical gestation period for the behemos dakos, the smaller animals, the goats and the sheep, are a 5 month gestation. Some of the Mefarshim asked, but for the larger animals, it's a 9 month gestation for cows, for example. So they point out that two reasons. Number one, goats and sheep are more than cows, it's the majority, so therefore that's why the Gemara gives us the example over here of the majority. And likewise, that the litter of the smaller animals is larger than the litter of the larger animals, so therefore there are more goats and sheep than there are cows. In any event, so that's why this 5 month period going from Adar until Av, and therefore at the end of Av, the majority of the behemos dakos have given birth, and therefore Rosh Hashanah Shalem Elul. Therefore, we start the next year with Elul. That's the opinion of Rav Meir. The laws of Rav Shimon, they disagree. Omrim, they say, Emosai lov shukar matzon. When did the tzon get pregnant? Bisman shi sroaru af yoshiru. They go to the end of the pasuk. This will obviously be a question. Why did they skip the middle of the pasuk in their shita? So we'll ask that momentarily. But they go to the end of the pasuk. Is when the wheat, as Rashi pointed out, is banging against each other from the wind, and it's as if they're singing. So when does that occur? Emosai shibolim omer shira. That occurs bin Nisan. That's a little bit later in time. And therefore, they also agree with the 5 month gestation period. So therefore, misabros bin Nisan and viodos be Elul. And therefore, the giving birth will occur in Elul, 5 months after Nisan, not in Av, 5 months after Adar. And therefore, for the opinion of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, Rosh Hashanah Shalhen is going to be Tishrei. What does each one do with the other part of the pasuk? What does Rav Meir do with the end of the pasuk? And what do Rav Elazar and Shimon do with the middle of the pasuk? V'idach nami haksiv yisrau af yoshiru. So what does Rav Meir do with that? So the Gemara says that is referring specifically how ba'aflosa the havoyim benisa. That refers to only a small percentage of animals. That's the afela, as opposed to the bikor. The earlier ones, that's the majority. And the later ones, yeah, there are a couple that still get pregnant in the month of Nisan, but since the vast majority are impregnated during the month of Adar, so therefore the majority are going to have given birth by Av, and therefore that's why Rosh Hashanah, according to Rabbi Meir, for the Maisa Behema, is in Elul. The Idach, Nami. What do Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon do with the pasuk that Rav Meir brings down the middle part of the pasuk? Hachasiv v'amakim yafu bar. That seems to suggest that it should be an adar. So they say the exact opposite. Hahu, that middle part of the pasuk is dealing with the rare animals that get pregnant early. V'charat yasa, the asyon mi'adar. There's a small percentage that get pregnant in adar, but the majority get pregnant in Nisan. So therefore, each of them interprets the pasuk in a different way. Now, Rav Meir makes very good sense. He starts off with the beginning of the pasuk, and then he goes to the middle of the pasuk. Bishlom Rav Meir kidilsev. Rav Meir has no problem. The order of the pasuk is correctly. You start off talking about when the animals get pregnant, lof shukar matzon, and then that occurs bisman shamokim yatzvu bar. And then you also have, by the way, vikanami yisro af yoshiru, the third part of the pasuk, to let you know that there are a couple of late comers, that they get pregnant a little bit later, but the majority get pregnant in Adar, and therefore the majority give birth before Elul, they give birth during the month of Av, and therefore Rosh Chodesh is in Elul. Perfectly good. Rav Meir has no problems. However, L'Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they have a problem over here. The pasuk shouldn't have gone from clause 1 to clause 2 to clause 3 if you're saying that clause 3 is the first part that is going to be interpreted by after clause 1. So therefore, Ela Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, if Chumabayle, the pasuk should have said, Lof Shukar Matzon, when, Bizman, Shisro, Af Yoshiru. That occurs during the month of Nisan. And yes, there are some, Vika, Nami, Da'amokim, Yafubar, there are some that get pregnant during the earlier month, but the majority get pregnant during the later month. So therefore, that should have been the order. Instead of being 1, 2, 3, as the pasuk says, it should have been 1, 3, 2, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So how do we resolve this? So the Gemara says, Elamora Rava, the Kulei Alma, in fact, loves Shukar Matzon. Everybody agrees that when did the Tzon get pregnant? Bizman, Shamokim, Yatfu Bar. They all agree that they get pregnant when the grain in the valley starts to becoming recognizable, which is Ba'adar. So then what are they arguing about? Then everybody should say that Rosh Chodesh is in El 5 months later. So the Gemara says, V'hocha b'hai krokum if they're arguing about the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Aser ti Aser, right? This is the laning that we do. We just did on Sukkos. In Chutz Laaretz, we do this on Shmini Atzeres, and we as well sometimes do this on Pesach and Shavuos, when Shabbos is on the last day of Pesach or the second day of Shavuos. In any event, Aser Ti Aser, that comes to tell us that there are two Maisros, B'shnei Maisros HaKosu Medaber, that there's the Maiser of Dagon, and there's the Maiser of Behema, Echad Maiser Behema, Echad Maiser Dagon. Now, how do they darshan this pasuk differently? Rav Meir Savar, Rav Meir is of the opinion that Mekish Maisa Behemel and Maisa Dogan, that they both have the exact same connection. What is that? Ma Maisa Dogan Somuch Lugomro Isuro. It's just like Dogan. When it's close to the point of being finalized, that's when you take off the Maisa from it. So to Af Maisa Behema, Somuch Lugomro Isuro. Close to the time when it is finished, that's when you take off the Maisros. So the animals, most of them, finish giving birth in Av, and therefore, that is when the end of the year occurs, and that's when you look at Maisa Behema from Rosh Chodesh Elul up until the end of Av. That's 1 year. Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon look at it differently. Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, they hold Savre Mekish Maisa Behema and Maisa Dagon. They also say that there's a connection between Maisa Behema and Maisa Dagon. What is that? Maisa Dagon Rosh Hashanah Shlo Tishrei Af Maisa Behema Rosh Hashanah Shlo Tishrei. For the Dagon, we use Tishrei as the cutoff between 1 year and the next year. So too, for the Maisa Behema, we use Tishrei as being the cutoff for 1 year and the next. So they both darshan the Pesukim in the same way, but they then darshan the Aser to Aser in different ways. So that explains the two different shittos. Now we go on to the next quote from the Mishnah. V'yachol b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. On the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for the year. What does that mean for the year? That's when we go from 5781, for example, to 5782. But l'may hilchasa, why is that important? For what ramifications? What nafkamina? So I'm a papa. L'shtaros, for documents. If you write a document and you write it in according to a certain king, that this is in this year of his reign, so you need to know when is the changeover for the reign. It's not. As we learn in the Mishnah in Shviyas, where it says Beferish, Shtarei Chov Hamukdamim Psulim. We had discussed this earlier in the first daf, and that is a predated shtar is posul, Mukharin, but a postdated shtar is Ksherin, because a predated shtar could be used inappropriately to collect from properties that are leaned, that are Mishubad. And therefore, the rabbis either said they're no good at all, or they gave it a knas that it's only allowed to be collected like a milval pet, like an oral loan, and not like a written loan. So that din teaches us that you need to document the shtar based upon the king, and you have to know when the king's reign changes over. Someone says, well, it's not, but we learned it on Mishnah, be'echa b'nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'malachin. And our Mishnah already taught us this then, that the first day of Nisan is the changeover date, and we had asked, and what was the Nafkamina there? We said, Rav Chista taught us, it's for the purposes of Shtaros. So why is our Mishnah repeating this? It's telling it, seeming to us, once for Nisan and once for Tishrei. What's going on? So we say it's not a kasha, lo kasha, kam lo malchi Yisrael, as we already explained previously. For the Jewish kings, or as we also pointed out, for the righteous, gentle kings, like we had the discussion with Daryavish, so then you go by Nisan. However, kam lo malchi Yisrael, but for the regular general kings of the world, the secular kings of the world, so then you use Tishrei as a changeover month to define their reign for a document. So Gemara says, so that which Rav Chista said, Elaha, the Amar Rav Chista, Lo Shana Lo Malchi Yisrael, Rav Chista taught us previously on Dav Gimel that he said that the difference is that our Mishnah for Nisan is talking about Malchi Yisrael. Aval Malchi Umos Ha'olam, Mitishrei Manin, and he pointed out there that that's a different din. They go by Tishrei, so that's our Mishnah. Rav Chista Mas Nisan Osel Mashminim. It sounded like on Dav Gimel that Rav Chista was explaining to us a real Chiddush, but in fact he was just telling us the basic din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah lists two places. It lists Nisan for Jewish kings, and it lists Tishrei for the secular kings, the non-Jewish kings. So what in the world was Rav Chista as an Amor telling us a Chiddush that is a Beferish Mishnah? So we don't find that. So Gemara says, no, that wasn't what he was doing. Lo, Rav Chista Krai Osel Hashmina. Rav Chista's Chiddush, his entire thing that he was bringing down, was the drashos of the psukim to demonstrate that that was the case. That's teretz number one. Vibayisem, alternatively, you give another teretz. Rav Chista actually holds Kerabi Zera Mastela. Rav Chista explains our Mishnah in the same way that Rav Zera did. And how did Rav Zera darshan on Mishnah? The Rav Zera Amar Litkufa. Rav Zera explained that our Mishnah is telling us that Tishrei has nothing to do with the secular kings. That you can learn out from the drushas of the psukim that we mentioned before. And the point over here of Rosh Hashanah for Tishrei, Lishanim, that is specifically for Litkufa, to tell us that the seasons go by Tishrei. And as Tosus points out, it's specifically telling us the din by the Tkufos. Why didn't it mention that? Because that's not what it's talking about. So Rav Zera says that this, the Echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, is teaching us about the Tkufos. It's talking about the seasons. As Rashi tells us, L'Tkufas Chama U'Levana, to tell us when the solar and the lunar year is. Lomar Shimonin Libriyosan V'Hiluchan Shel Tkufas Chama Umoldos Halavana Mitishrei. That when we're trying to calculate out where we are in the solar year, where we are in the lunar year, so we go from the Bria of the world, assuming that that Bria started actually on Chaf Hei Elul, that's Yom HaRishon to creation, Bereishis Bara Elokim, that was on day one, was Chaf Hei Elul, according to this opinion, and then man was created, Hayom Haras Olam, that was on the sixth day of creation. And that is when we go and calculate all of the solar and lunar astronomical events based upon Tishrei being the start of those creations. And this is what tells us is in accord with the famous machlokas that we have between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Elazar, he, the Amar B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that the world was created on Tishrei, really Chaf Hei Elul, and then man was created, Yom Yar Haras Olam, was on Echad B'Tishrei, versus Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the world was created on Chaf Hei Adar, and that man was created on Aleph Nisan. And that's why Rav Chista says that our Mishnah has nothing to deal with Malchei Umos Ha'olam, and that's why on Daf Gimel he explained that the Mishnah Echa B'Nisan for the Malachim is dealing with Jewish kings and not Goyish kings. Another answer, Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar, Ledin. The reason why we say that Tishrei, Echa the Tishrei, is Lishanim, it means for the start of the din. In other words, that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. Dechsev, Mereishis Hashanah, V'Yarachus Hashanah. That we are judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. Mereishis Hashanah, Nidon, Mayehe B'Sofa. That we're judged on the first day of the year on Rosh Hashanah. What will happen during the entire rest of the year? And therefore, the judgment day, that is Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. Now, the Gemara asks, Mimai de Tishrei? How do you know that that's Tishrei? So that's based upon the famous pasuk we say multiple times over the Yom Ha'Orayim, Dosif, Tiku b'chod shofar b'kese liyom chagenu, that we blow the shofar b'kese liyom chagenu, when the moon is hidden and it's not able to be seen. Now, which yontif is the moon not visible? Ezeu chag, we turn to Ches Amud Beis, Shachodesh miskasebo, which yontif occurs when it is Rosh Chodesh, in other words, when the moon is not visible. So Hevi Yomer is a Rosh Hashanah. So the only yontif that could be is Rosh Hashanah, right? Shavuos is on Vav Sivan Pesach, and Sukkos are on Tesvav. There is no yontif that is on Rosh Chodesh except for Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, When we say Tikkun B'Chodesh Av, B'Kesel Yom Chagenu, it must be referring to Rosh Hashanah, and it says right after that, Uksiv, Kichot Yisrael Hu Mishpat Le'Elkei Yaakov. That is the day that Klal Yisrael is judged, that the world is judged, and therefore that must be the Rosh Hashanah over here. Lishanim is the day of judgment. Furthermore, the Brisa says, Tana Rabbanon, Kichot Yisrael Hu Mishpat Le'Elkei Yaakov, this Pasuk is Malamid, She'ein based in Shomala, Nichnosin Ladin, Elo im Ken Kichu, based in Shomato Esachodesh, that the Beistin doesn't convene in Shomayim, so to say, until the Beistin on this world declares that it is Rosh Hashanah. In other words, that it was Rosh Chodesh, and now it's Echad B'Tishrei, and therefore, now that the Beistin on this world has declared that it is in fact Rosh Hashanah, now the Beistin in Shomayim can convene and judge the entire world. Tani Yidach, another Brisa says, Kichok Yisrael Hu, that Pasuk teaches us, Ein Li Ela Li Yisrael, that Yom HaDin is for the Jewish people, is on Rosh Hashanah. Lumos Olam Yinayin, how do we know that it applies, that Yom HaDin applies to the entire world as well? Talmud Lomar, Mishpat Le'Elokei Yaakov, the end of that Pasuk is teaching us Yom HaDin for the rest of the world as well. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Im Kein Ma Talmud Lomar, Kichok Li Yisrael, so once it's the Din for the entire world, of course we're included in, so why didn't it just say, Mishpat Le'Elokei Yaakov? Why did it have to say Kichok Li Yisrael Hu? So Gemara says, Melamed Sheyisrael Nichnasin Tchilu Ladin, to teach us that we are judged first, and only afterwards are the Umos HaOlam judged. And this is based upon what Rav Chisda said. Kid Rav Chisda, what did Rav Chisda say? The Amar Rav Chisda, Melech V'Tzibur, if you have a king and his congregation and his community being judged, so then Melech Nichnas Tchilu Ladin, the king is judged first. This is based upon the Pasuk, Shnema Mishpat Avdo or Mishpat Amo. First you have the judgment of the Eved, meaning the king, and then you have the judgment of his nation. Now, this pasuk refers to Shlomo HaMelech, who calls himself the Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, why should the king be judged first? So we'll have two reasons. My timer, what's the reason that the king should be judged before all of his subjects? So the Gemara says, E by Yisema, reason number one, Lav Orech Ara, Lameka Malka Abroi. Because if you're judging the Tzibur, his subjects first, so the king has to wait. You don't keep the king waiting. The king gets to go first. So therefore, you bring in the king first, and then the subjects, the community, the nation, they wait until after the king is judged. So just a matter of cover, did you judge the king first? Alternatively, the second reason is, you want the king to be judged before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets very, very upset. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be so upset at the king, Mistama. But if the entire nation comes in and does all sorts of things wrong, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, is angry, and then when the king comes in, he's going to give it to him for not taking better care of his subjects. So therefore, we want to judge the king when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not yet angry, Rachmana Litzlan, at the rest of the world. That's why the Jewish people are judged first, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at the rest of the world and takes it out on the Jewish people. Then we quote the Mishnah, it said, L'shmitim, that Echad B'Tishrei is also the Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah. Minolan, how do we know this? So Gemara says, it's very simple. The Pasuk says, U'bashana ha-shivis, the seventh year of the cycle, in the Shemitah year, Shabbos, Shabbason, Yel Aretz, it's called Shemitah, it's called Shabbos, a sabbatical year, it comes from the root Sabbath, Shabbos, Shabbason, Yel Aretz, the Gomar Shana, Shana, Mitishrei, and to know that this is Tishrei, because it says over here, it's going to be Bashana Hashviyis, the Gomar Shana, Shana, Mitishrei, it says by Tishrei, Tichsiv, Mireishis Hashana, Ad Achris Hashana, so therefore, this teaching of the Shemitah year, that it starts in Tishrei, is based upon this Zerushav of Shana, Shana. Where it says, but why don't we learn it out? We had the exact opposite drasha the other day when we said, why don't we learn out through Nisan? Why don't we learn it out through Tishrei when we talked about the fiscal year of the Beis Hamikdash? And there we said, L'chodshei Hashanah. We could have used Shana Shana. So there we said it had both Chodesh and Shana, and that's why we prefer to learn out the fiscal year to Nisan rather than to Tishrei. Here's the exact opposite. Here we prefer to learn out the Shemitah for Tishrei and not Nisan. And we don't say V'ligmar Shana Shana Minisan Tefsiv Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chotchi Hashana, because Don in Shana She'eni Machadoshim Mishana She'eni Machadoshim, rather than they ain't Don in Shana She'eni Machadoshim Mishana She'eshi Machadoshim. When you have a choice of making these two Gzeir Shabbos, you could compare the fiscal year to Nisan or Tishrei. So there we said preferable to compare it to Nisan because it has both Chodesh and Shana. And here we say the opposite. Here we say we prefer to compare Nebeshes Shana Ad Akris Hashana to the Shemitah, because it only has Shana and it doesn't have Chodesh, whereas by Nisan it has both Chodesh and Shana. So therefore, it makes sense that Shemitah should be counted from Tishrei and not from Nisan. Then the next quote from the Mishnah, Liovelos, we said that Echad B'Tishrei is also the Rosh Hashanah for Yovel. That's when we count the Yovel. Yovel is, of course, after seven Shemitah cycles. We don't practice Yovel today, but here we may know when the majority of Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, as well as other things like having the Beis HaMikdash, according to some, so then you would reinstitute Yovel as a din. However, today we don't, unfortunately, have Yovel Meir Ravina. We should have Yovel again. In any event, Yovel is also counted from Echad B'Tishrei. More questions. It says, really? Yovelos B'Echad B'Tishrei Hu? But we blow shofar on Yom Kippur. Yovelos B'Asar B'Tishrei Hu? Dechsevis, the pasuk says, B'Yom HaKippurim, Taviru Shofar, B'Chol Artzichem. So, why are you saying that Echad B'Tishrei is the start of the Yovel year? It's really Yom Kippur that's the start of the Yovel year. Shmuel says, no. Ha'mani, the opinion of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel Beno Shor Yochan Rebrokehi, that he holds that no, Yovel starts from Tishrei and not from Yom Kippur. Even though we blow shofar on Yom Kippur, that's not the start of Yovel. The Tanya, as we learn in Beferish in the Braisa, it says V'kidash de'mishnas ha'chamishim shana. It seems to be extra words because Matam Lomer, why do you have to tell me that? We already had other psukim that said that you'll count 49 years and the 50th year will be the Yovel year. It's a famous machlokus in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, as to whether the 50th year is a free year by itself, and then the 51st year starts the next Shemitah cycle, or whether the 50th year is Yovel, and it's also the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. Huge nafkamina in this, whether it's 49 years or 50 years of a cycle. So, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, it's only 49 years, and the opinion of the Chachamim, it's 50 years. Major machlokas has lots of ramifications. In any event, so the words ukidash de meshnas ha'chemishim shana are extra. So ma tamaloma, what do we need it for? So it teaches us lafishin emar biyom kippur and says biyom kippur yochol lo siyam miskadeshes elam yom kippur meveilech. You might have thought that the Yovel year is only a holy year from Yom Kippur and onwards when we blow the shofar. It only starts at Yom Kippur. Tamaloma, no, because Meshnas HaChamishim, the entire year. From the very beginning, from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, from Rosh Hashanah, that's when the Yovel year starts. This is the opinion of Rishmo Beno, Shari Yochan Mebroka. As the Gemara says, Mikan Omar Rishmo Beno, Shari Yochan Mebroka, May Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom HaKippurim. What does it mean that already was the Yovel year? So, lo hayu avodim niftar l'batayim, not that the slaves were allowed to go free yet, v'lo mishtadlim l'adonayim, but they no longer were meshuba, they didn't work, so they were in a limbo state. They weren't slaves in terms of working, but they weren't yet freed. So during the 10-day period of time, the Aseres made tshuva, ela ochlin v'shoshun smechin, they would eat and drink and be very happy, v'yatroseim b'roshem, and they would be allowed to go and put a crown on their head. That's what it literally means, Rashi explains. Im rotza losum atora barosh, if they want to put a crown on their head, a cloak over the head, laharos shiotza chofshi, that they were free people. Free people apparently wore that. We say in the morning in the brachos, oter Yisrael b'sifara. So a free person gets to wear this type of an atora, so they could demonstrate that they were free people in terms of wearing this atora, but they weren't fully free yet. Kivan shigia Yom Kippur. However, when Yom Kippur came, talku beis din the shofar, the beis din would blow on the shofar and announce, Yom Kippurim taviru shofar b'chol artzuchem, they would blow that everybody was free, let liberty be proclaimed throughout the land, as it says on the Liberty Belt, which is this Pasuk, and Niftu Avodim Latam. Now they were allowed to go back to their homes, all the Jewish people that had unfortunately been a Eved Ivri and decided to stay on until the Yovel, so now they would go free, Besados, Chozos, Labalem, and all the fields, the Steachuzas, that would go and return to the original owners during the Yovel, would return now to the owner after Yom Kippur. So therefore, we see that the opinion of Rishmo Ben Osher Reokum Roka is that our Mishnah, he's the author of our Mishnah, that Echad B'Tishrei is Lishanim for Rosh Hashanah. No, the Chachamim that disagree with that, Rabban, what do they do with all these psukim? So they say, Shanim Atamakadesh, V'Atamakadesh Chadoshim. That yes, you sanctify a year, so it has to be called Mishnas HaChamishim, Kidash Mishnas HaChamishim, however, it really only starts from Yom Kippur. The Sefer Ben Ayahu, from the great Ben Ishchai, says that our future, Geula, will come the same way. Just like we left Mitzrayim, we didn't all leave at once. First, the plagues occurred, but we weren't yet freed. But we were on the procession towards Yisias Mitzrayim. So too, the final Geula will occur in stages as well. First, we'll become freer. We won't yet go up to Yerushalayim and have the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but then that will occur afterwards, B'mheira B'yameinu. Bar brings out another Bryce that says, Tani Yidach, another Bryce that says, Yovel Hi. What does it mean, Yovel Hi? Ma Tam Olomer. Why is it telling us this? We already said that, so why is it repeating it again? Torah doesn't repeat anything. So Gemara said, Levishin emar b'chidash l'misnash l'chamishim, since it said already that we have to go and be Makadish the 50th year, so I might have thought, Yochol, just like Kishem Shemiskadeshes v'olechas mitchiloso, kach miskadeshes v'olechas v'sofo, just like you have the beginning of the year that goes from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, so I might have thought that Yovel should extend beyond the Yovel year until Yom Kippur. Don't be shocked at this, because we have a general rule that we always add from the Chol onto the Kodesh. Like we have Erev Shabbos, we make Shabbos early. We have Erev Yom Kippur, we make it earlier. So too, Talmud Lomar, I might have thought in this situation that we should add onto the year of Yovel the extra days at the end, the 10 extra days, that we should be Mosif and Michol al HaKodesh. So therefore, Talmud Lomar, no, Yovel li Shnasa Chamishim, only this Shnasa Chamishim has the status of Yovel. Shnasa Chamishim, Ato Mekadesh, V'Ato Mekadesh, Shnasa Chamishim, V'Achas, but not any part of the 51st year, and therefore, the Yovel goes only from Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah, and not until the following Yom Kippur. So that works out great for a Mishmo, Benoshu, Yochan, Rebroka. But the Chacham who say it starts on Yom Kippur, what do they do? Rabbanan, how did they learn this out? Yovel hi, Shnasa Chamishim. So they say, Shnasa Chamishim atamone, v'yatamone, Shnas Chamishim v'yachas. So they would say that you count only the 50th year, but not the 51st year, as opposed to Lafukim in Rabbi Yehuda, as opposed to the opinion of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who says, V'yomar Shnas Chamishim olu lekan ulekan. So we pointed out Rabbi Yehuda holds that the 50th year is not only the end of the first cycle, but it's the first year of the next cycle. In a 98-year period of time, he has two yovels, whereas the Chachamim hold that in a 98-year period of time, you don't have the two yovels. You have 50 for the first, and then you have a full 50 for the second. The 50th year is a limbo year all by itself. It doesn't count also as the first year of the next cycle like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chachamim, they must hold, not like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, they hold like the Chachamim elsewhere that argue with Rabbi Yehuda. Lafukim Rabbi Yehuda, the Yomar Shnasa Chamishim Olu Lekan Lekan, Kamash Volundulo. So the Rabbanon who say that the Yovel year starts on Yom Kippur, so they would also say that you have to hold that it's only the 50th year and not the 51st year. In other words, that Yovel is a year by itself, and Yovel doesn't extend at all into the 51st year, and that is the opinion of the Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we're still in the middle of this sugya, but this is a good point to stop over here, and with this we'll conclude today's shir. It's a relatively short shir. Enjoy the extra time and chazer.